4. More tolerance, less prejudice. In the course of history, homosexuality was once regarded as a kind of virtue. In the year 2001, with the publication of the third edition of the Chinese Classification and Diagnostic Criteria of Mental Disorders, homosexuality is no longer regarded as a psychotic disorder. Presently, Chinese society has shown progress in no longer regarding homosexuality as a pathological phenomenon. Except for the sex orientation, it is believed that they are just the same as us. As a sign of civilization, the public tolerance toward homosexuality has won great acceptance. It is impossible for everyone to be homosexual. Gays and lesbians are always the minority. Let's be nice to them. They need to be protected under the legal system. They need to be admitted into society and given the right to enjoy happiness as we do. Why should we be so inconsiderate to them?
Against.
Homosexuality could never be widely advocated. Homosexuality should not be simply judged as right or wrong. Gays and lesbians should be regarded as common people in every respect. But still, what should be questioned is the relationship. Undoubtedly, homosexuality can never make its way into the mainstream of social life. That is because this kind of relationship, unlike most of other interpersonal relationships, is not socially functional. Common love and marriage between men and women should be regarded as functional because they are reproductive. They reproduce family and offspring. Reproductivity is a basic condition for the development of society. In this sense, homosexual love and marriage can never be centralized in social life. As a marginal social relationship, homosexuality will naturally exist, but it could never be widely advocated.